For Norley Robinson, a year later feels much like the first day after her house was destroyed by Hurricane Iota.
Esa de allá, miren cómo está.
She and her family remain in a tent with holes now letting the rain through. Memories of the devastation still haunt her.
Porque necesito estar en una casa.
If they have a heart, I beg them to please help us. We need a house. We need to be living comfortably again. It has been very difficult. It is still very difficult.
I asked them to change this because this...
84 Afro-Caribbean families of this small Colombian island are frustrated, still waiting for a house to rebuild their lives. A year ago, the Category 5 hurricane destroyed 98% of the infrastructure. President Iván Duque promised to rebuild in 100 days, but reconstruction has been very slow. The remains of the old hospital have yet to be demolished. Limited care is offered in temporary tents.
It's frustrating. Health should be a priority. We should have a better separation for COVID patients. But here, it is everybody with everybody.
Following complaints and under increasing pressure for the slow progress, the government contractor has indeed increased the speed of reconstruction in the last couple of months, promising now to deliver roughly half of the new homes for the first anniversary. Blessed by one of the longest coral reefs in the world, Providencia has long resisted mass tourism, large resorts and shopping malls, defending its traditional Raizal culture. But no tourism at all has deeply impacted economic hardships. Fisherman and community leader Edgar Stevens says many believe the delay hides a darker plan. He says the rebuilding has prioritized estates by mainland and foreign investors, and authorities are trying to restart long opposed plans like the expansion of the airport.
We fear that they are trying to tire people, so they will start selling their land. Or how do you explain that there is no hospital yet? Or that the houses they're building are not made to last? The hurricane was a godsend for Colombia's political elite.
The United Nations Development Program plans to stream a concert and launch a crowdsourcing drive to raise funds and bring attention to the plight of its inhabitants. But many here are left wondering when they will return to a dignified home and if they will be able to sustain their traditional way of life. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Island of Providencia.